Club run for patients by a charity attached to the surgery. All this week we'll be hearing the reminiscences of some of those who contributed to the book, but first BBC Radio Devon's Sophie Pearce can tell us a little bit more about how it came about.
The King Stainton Medical Practice is a busy surgery with over 10,000 patients. It has a patient support group called King's Care, which is a registered charity which helps patients with things like transport to their appointments. In the last few years, its work has grown, and it runs, among other things, a regular social group called Tea and Chats. Coordinator Maggie Burnell found out that lottery money was available for projects to capture people's wartime memories, and so the idea for the book was born.
I think this generation is really important, and I think it's, from our point of view, it's about getting younger generation to appreciate what life used to be for the older people who they often think are in the way as they're trying to get through a door or whatever. Because I don't think my generation or any younger than me will have lived through anything like this generation did. And we just think it's very important to record that. And I think they appreciate that we believe that.
Maggie got people to write their memories down in exercise books and also recorded interviews along with Shane Edgar, who helped design the book. He says people's recollections opened a window into another world.
We got the stories that were very local to King Stainton. They then have some stories that are local to Devon. And then we've got other stories around the country. But one of the things that came across, which was particularly remarkable, was nobody mentioned motor cars. Nobody had motor cars. The nearest we got to was somebody who had actually worked at the Austin factory, and then they went on to aircraft production at the Austin factory. So that was the nearest thing we got to a motor car, and that was quite surprising in its own right. We had walking, we had push bikes, we had trains, but no cars.
What's unusual about the project is that their doctor's surgery is the connection between all the participants. But Maggie says the support group is about more than just giving people lifts to their appointments.
Shane and I come from an arts background, you see, and we're very keen believers on arts and medicine and getting people. I mean, we can't do anything medically that medical practice can alleviate pains and illnesses, but we can make people smile and feel that they're worthwhile, sort of thing. So that's what we do. We take them out of themselves a bit. And this is the sort of way we do it.
The project has certainly brought people together and generations together. The book was launched recently at a local primary school, and the day ended up with those aged from 8 to 80 singing war songs together. A positive development as the world moves on from the 60th anniversary of the war.
Sophie Pearce reporting for BBC Radio Devon.